Well, Mike Welch, it's that time of year, getting close here. The butterfly's starting to kick in. You're ready to roll here with this tournament.
It is. When I drive in every morning, Mike, and I see all the tents erected and getting ready to go, like, there's no feeling and experience like it. And, you know, we're 3 weeks away, starting today, of the 3M Open, and we're so excited about how ticket sales have been already. We're so excited about the player field, the number of things. We're ready for it. We're ready.
Seventh now year as a PGA event. Of course, there were many years before that where this was a Champions Tour event. Is the state of Minnesota, in terms of how they love golf, do you see that each year still even growing, even 6 and now 7 years into it?
We do see incremental gains every year from an attendance standpoint, from a corporate sponsor standpoint. Those numbers are steadily increasing. It's still tough, though. I mean, listen, we're one of 12 sacred weekends out of a Minnesota year, right? I mean, people have these weekends circled around cabins and vacations and what have you, youth baseball, all of that. I'm just so honored, though, that each year everything starts to bump up a little bit. And I think it's because of what the experience is like, what the player field is like, what the food and beverage experience is like. And I think all those markers are very strong for us.
And obviously you see these world-class golfers hit the ball 300-plus yards and chip the ball to within inches of the green and the challenges of hole 18 and then the par threes and all of that. So there's a lot of cool things within the game. But you guys also offer family fun and other things off the course that fans can take part in.
You have to. If you don't, you're dead, right? And so for us, Family Day is going to happen on Sunday, July 27th this year. So, you know, again, kids are 15 and under are free, courtesy of Cub. And so how wonderful if you're a family of six like me and you have three kiddos under 15, they get to come free. And now you have some discretionary income to spend on food and beverage. But once you get here, there's going to be a $20 meal deal with four hot dogs and Pepsi products for 20 bucks. And so, you know, what are we doing once you get on course to make that experience even more special? So families, if you're an event seeker, we have the Stilly Party Deck where you can come experience all you can drink Stilly and Pepsi products and have music and fun and sun and yard games. So yes, we need to have things that once you get here creates the fun, because you could stay here for 2 hours, or if you want, you could stay here for 10. You could watch the first tee off all the way to the last putt drops in that hole. That's the beauty of going to a golf event.
Yeah, and you can watch some golf, you can have some fun, you can have a beverage, you can have a hot dog. It's a full day.
It's a full day. And again, that's unique. You know, there's no clock that says, here's when the game is over. Right. There's no innings when the game is over. And so that's been amazing for a lot of our fans to experience.
I don't know if I'd call it, I'll ask you what you call it. It's not necessarily a rebrand, but you're calling this now the Northern Swing, which is kind of cool. Take us through what was behind that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the ethos of the 3M Open will always be golf that matters, because of the charitable give back around, you know, charitable impact of $8.5 million or impacting lives. But as I mentioned, Minnesotans like to have something their own. And I think that you need a little bit of a tag coming from the team side, you know, like this is Twins territory, all of that stuff that just really, really, you know, provides roots. And we're hopeful that we take a lot of pride in being Hardy Minnesotans. We're the northernmost tournament on the PGA Tour schedule. So we're leaning into this Northern Swing, like the West Coast has the West Coast Swing, like Florida has the Florida Swing for the five events that are down there. We'll see if it sticks. But I think we love the fact that we're the northernmost tournament and that we just really, really feel honored and special to have a PGA Tour event here in Minnesota.
You mentioned the Northern Swing. Do you still have a few golfers that get here and it's, you know, 85 or 90 and they're like, damn, I didn't know it'd be this hot up here.
Yeah, every year. And again, we're during the meteorologically hottest week of the year, so we know it's going to be warm, but we embrace that. We think it's great.
Right, and it's better than cold, right? This is a way to introduce some of the world to Minnesota not having 3-foot snowdrifts.
100%. You know, come and enjoy 85 degrees and sun and fun and forget about those putrid winter months.
You've had some good weather so far, knock on wood. Hopefully these final 3 weeks bring you home, but the course looks great.
Yeah, it is in great shape. It's wet, but we anticipate, you know, just talking to Joel Rolstad from TPC Twin Cities, extended forecast looks like it's going to get hot and dry. And that just means one thing. It's going to firm up the fairways, firm up the greens, going to keep the rough up. I mean, again, 17 under was a winning score last year. You look at all the PGA Tour events now, 17 under is actually a high score, right? Yeah. Depending on, you know, where the wind blows. And so we're really excited about what the course looks like, the competition. The course is in phenomenal shape, as you mentioned, and let's get them here and tee this thing up.
I think Detroit had like 6 golfers or 7 under, 20 under this past weekend. So names, big names, the field, how do you liking the circuit as it's shaping up here?
I mean, 30 of the top 80 in the world already committed, and that's, again, 80 who are you have to be eligible for our tournament. That doesn't even include some of that 80, right? So names like Tom Kim and Tony Finau, Sahith Agala, Mav McNealy, Sam Burns, Wyndham Clark, all of those great players. Then we have, you know, those that fall outside of that that are super popular, Mike, like a Max Homa, right? Frankie Sappin, local kid, our past champions, Lee Hodges and Cam Champ, Joel Damon, who was, you know, the Netflix star of Full Swing. Our field, we're just so excited about it. And again, if you are a core golf fan or somebody who just consumes our product on Full Swing or just through social media, there will be somebody for you to follow on Thursday and Friday. And then hopefully they make it to Saturday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know Zach Johnson's a major winner from Iowa and Ryder Cup captain, so maybe he can draw some folks north from the state to the south.
Yeah, we're going to have Webb Simpson, who's a major winner. I mean, so yeah, I think that there's a really good local contingent. Tom Hoagie is going to be here. Eric Van Rooyen, who played golf at the U, and so a lot of local flavor. We're going to give Troy Merritt a sponsor exemption, Spring Lake Park guy, Winona State guy, which is near and dear to my heart. So yeah, we're really excited about what our field's going to be.
You mentioned the charity aspect of this. Kind of give our listeners an idea of what you're talking about and the impact you guys as a tournament have had.
Yeah, $8.5 million we've raised and donated over the first 6 years of this tournament, soon to be seven, right? The PGA Tour and all of its tournaments have given over $4.4 billion since the PGA Tour's inception, which is more than the four professional sports leagues combined. And that's just not celebrated and talked about enough. And so for us, it's really all about giving. We partner with great organizations like First Team Minnesota, M Health Fairview, Masonic Children's Hospital, Greater Twin Cities United Way, a number of others that are for youth and young adults and making those kiddos and those young adults thrive. And so our impact, our giving just goes to that, and we're so excited. And so when you buy a ticket, when you pay a volunteer fee, when you are a corporate partner and you buy a suite on 18, a portion of that goes directly to these 20 plus charities that we support every year. And that is just really, really rare and really unique, and we're so proud of that.
You mentioned the volunteers, because I know every year you use them and they help create the funds, and there's folks that come, they've been coming for years, right, as volunteers. You still have a need for those, and if so, take us through what that involves and how they can get involved.
Yeah, we are blessed that we have our largest volunteer base that we've had right now, 1,550. We're looking for about 75 more. You can go to 3mopen.com, click on the volunteer tab, register. Again, it's an $80 fee that gets you a 3mopen hat, a shirt, a quarter zip, full length. And then when you're not volunteering, get you a ticket to the 3mopen. It's a $600 value for $80. And so if you love golf, if you love volunteering, if you love giving back to the community, volunteering is where it's at.
Last one for you. You mentioned all the kind of different ticket deals and such. Is there, I suppose, your webpage is a general clearinghouse to go to get all the info if they want to bring their family, come by themselves, do whatever, parking, shuttles, all that?
All of that is on there, 3mopen.com/tickets. There's about seven different ticket products you can choose from our general fan pass, which is our just a grounds pass, and you get access to all of the areas that are open to the public, all the way up to if you want all-inclusive food and beverage, fancy parking, air conditioning, there's that as well, and then anything in between. And so, again, we just have to make sure that we're catering to the different types of demos that consume this sport, because as you know, golf has exploded, not only in Minnesota, but nationwide, and we're just seeing some of those benefits.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the tournament coming up, as you mentioned, here in 3 weeks. Mike, thanks so much. Always enjoy having you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.